This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several countries are offering to help mediate an end to the war between Israel and Hamas. At least 1,600 people have already been killed.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are packed into UN shelters as Israeli warplanes pound the tiny territory of 2.3 million people after their Hamas militant rulers launched a devastating weekend attack on Israel. Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp was left in ruins after Israeli airstrikes decimated the area on October 9, footage showing locals searching for survivors amongst the rubble of destroyed buildings. Israel says it takes pains to avoid civilian casualties as it targets Hamas militant sites, but its military has also bombed multi-story family homes in crowded residential neighborhoods. Palestinians say there's no real escape in Gaza, which has been under a suffocating 16-year blockade imposed by Israel and Egypt. When war breaks out, even UN facilities that are supposed to be safe zones risk becoming engulfed in the fighting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's been interviewed as part of an investigation into his handling of classified documents.
Special counsel Robert Hur has been looking into Biden's keeping of classified documents from his time as a U.S. senator and as vice president. The documents were found at Biden's Delaware home and at a private office he used between his service in the Obama administration and becoming president. Biden has said that he was unaware that he had the documents. Donna Water, Washington.
Former President Trump's civil fraud trial resumes today in New York. His longtime finance chief, Alan Weisselberg, is scheduled to testify. Gas is down to $3.68 a gallon, down 11 cents in a week. This is AP News. Will interest rates go up again?
Three Federal Reserve officials are hinting about the next step on interest rates. Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The founder of Joby Aviation says electric air taxis will be in service in 2025, whisking people over jammed roads. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.